Thick smoke, dim lights, loud music. Welcome to Egan's. That's how the sign read over the iconic Tuscaloosa bar. For 42 years, Egan's kept the promises spelled out in white letters. The University Boulevard establishment sat proudly on the strip as Tuscaloosa changed around it.
It was a place that was inclusive.
Bob Baker calls himself a loyal Egan's customer. He became a fan over a decade ago.
You know, in a city so entrenched in like Greek culture and also plenty of transient students who just spend 4 years here, you know, and then move away somewhere. It was a place where people who decided to stick around in Tuscaloosa could plant their roots and have a community of folks who cared and a place to drink.
It wasn't catering just to the Greek element.
That's Bo Hicks. He runs Druid City Brewery in Tuscaloosa. That's what he does now. 20 years ago, he was pouring other brands of beer as a bartender at Egan's. He was a regular before that, too.
And I think that that's important in a place because you can learn so much from people that don't have the same background as you. It would be construction workers, English professors, and shoegaze band fans, you know, all sort of coexisting in the same place. And so I think I would describe it as an eclectic place that, you know, really led to a lot of connections and a lot of things that have helped me through my life.
It's almost been an institution.
What's up, man?
You know, this has been for 42 years a lot of people's living room.
That's Mike McWhorter. While Bo Hicks and Bob Baker worked and drank at Egan's, McWhorter ran the place. He's owned Egan's since 2018.
I mean, they come down here, they know everybody, they are relaxed, listening to live music, having a cold beer, and it's been a unique experience.
And it was McWhorter who decided to sell the bar to move closer to his family in Texas. Live and original music was a big part of the Egan's experience. Along with being a customer and bartender, Bo Hicks was a member of local bands that came calling to Egan's over the years. And we don't mean cover bands.
We had the Alabama Shakes play under the fake name Boys Room. And so once word got out and people saw Britney, it just became like a mob scene, and it was just so insane. And then there's a million other small things that added up to just beautiful relationships that I've had. And so it taught a lot of people to maybe like, hey, maybe there is a way that I can try my idea here. Maybe there's a way I can do something different and something interesting. So I think it taught me to, you know, be a little more fluid, be a little more funky, have a little more fun.
The most memorable show I had was in 99 with the Dexateens. We tore the ceiling out.
Local drummer Craig Pickering is commonly known as Sweet Dog at Egan's. He's been playing at the bar since 1996.
Getting on people's shoulders and forgetting about the ceiling panels being too low and the guitar necks going through them. And we had a great time here. It's a great place to play because you're level with the crowd. And when you have to go to the bathroom, you have to walk through the band. So it's usually the bass player twisting his neck for somebody to get through.
I used to work here like 30 years ago.
Some Egan's regulars gathered for the last call before Egan's closed down for good late last month. Some got sentimental about it.
This is where we met in 1979.
Pam and Daryl Dunlap met at Egan's over 40 years ago.
My best friend was the bartender here, and I worked here serving beers and worked for beers. So he came in one night.
I drank beers.
He drank lots of beers. And he came in one night, and rest is history. We've been together since.
Blake Bowman was an Egan's regular. He says Egan's was special to Tuscaloosa.
There's certain places in America's small towns that people navigate to, people meet, people get married, probably divorced or fights or whatever, you know. There's always going to be that one thing that keeps us all bonded. And Egan's Bar was one of the last few things here on the Strip in Tuscaloosa that's lasted.
All of the Egan's regulars admit that change is inevitable, even for the oldest bar in town. Bo Hicks says Tuscaloosa and its bar scene are evolving quickly.
I think especially with the increase in enrollment at the university, there's a lot more of an undergrad community, which sort of can be a little detrimental to locals and people that live here. You know, everything's more crowded, it's harder to get around. So I think it is, but once again, I think change is only natural.
Egan's itself changed when McWhirter took ownership of the bar 3 years ago. Off the record, people grumbled over the changes to Egan's decor as well as the prices people were charged at the bar. Even so, McWhirter was grateful for the regulars that stuck by him while he was the owner.
There are some people that didn't like the changes that we made. There were a lot of people that did. And the fact that a very large majority continued to support us and continued to believe in what we were doing is going to be special for me. I mean, this is not a customer-oriented business. These people that have supported me for the last 3 years, they're my friends.
Egan's regulars said they're looking for a new place to call their second home. Bo Hicks hopes the community can embrace another space, the same way long-term Tuscaloosans adopted Egan's.
I hope there's something that does call on those things that I mentioned earlier about, you know, really being progressive and supportive of the arts, but the community is going to dictate that. All we can hope for is the younger people and people that have these ideas will kind of make their own place and find a place that they feel the same reverence that I felt when I was at Egan's.
Egan's officially closed on the first day of August. Chris Coleman and Mac Maddox now own the space, which is called Unique. It's set to open today. Libby Foster, APR News in Tuscaloosa. Oh, China. China.